Gemara Chisda. Getcha kasvai shaloi lishma. The heavier alav kulmus lishma. We return to the inyan that we discussed on your testament Aleph, which was diyai agabi diyai. The main sugya was about diyai agabi sikra, sikra agabi diyai. This summit we're talking straight about diyai agabi diyai. Getcha kasvai shaloi lishma behever alav kulmus lishma banal machlaikas, rebuta barabai. If you have Diyai HaGabi Diyai, that's a machlaikis tanoim de tanya. Harisha Yitzarech lichtei v'sashem. So Gemara is comparing Hilchus Gittin to Hilchus Sefer Torah. Just like by Hilchus Sefer Torah, Harisha Yitzarech v'sashem. Nisgavim lichtei v'Yehuda, v'tavu lehit v'beidal. So he wrote the right letters. He wrote the letters Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. But he wasn't mechavin l'shem. L'shem Kedushas Hashem Mavra Lav Kulmus Umakachi Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you put Yai Agabi Yai and that's good enough. So just like in Hilchus Sefer Torah Yai Agabi Yai is good, the same in Hilchus Gittin it's good. V'chachamim Aymerim Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchar, which at least now the Gemara understands to mean that it's psul, that Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchar, it's not acceptable. Which means that just like by Sefer Torah it's no good, the same thing by Gittin it's no good. So this is Rav Chisda Shita, that Gittin and Sefer Torah are the same. And just like Ksav Elyon is no good like the Chachamim there, it's no good here. Just like it is good like Rabbi Yehuda here, it's good over there. It's right, one Diyah Gabi Diyah. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov disagrees. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Dilma Lahi. So we're going to have to work with this, the Machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. In Pshad, in the Machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Chacham. Now, just half cup. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he says, Dilma Lahi. Ad kan leke rami Rabbanan hasam. Why do the Rabbanan say over there that it's no good? The Be'ina is a keli van vei over leke. Where is it no good? Only by Sefer Torah, because the chesaron is Zekei Levan Veil. What's the chesaron? How did you understand that? What's the chesaron? Why is the chesaron Zekei Levan Veil? Huh? What's missing in the hider? What's wrong with it? Right, so this is the way the Magen Avraham learns and Rabbi Kivega learn that the chesaron Zekei Levan Veil is that it's mevzikim in number. It's ungepachket. It has a the Shem Hashem is looks different when you fix something up. It looks different, so it looks spotted. So memela, that's a problem of Zekei Levan Veil. It's not nice for leka, and it's missing Zekei Levan Veil. Aval hacha, by get loy, by get there's no Zekei Levan Veil. There's no problem if it looks menomer. Loy, there's no problem of Ksav Agabi Ksav. So what does it come out like Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov? What's the din of a Ksav Agabi Diyai? Is the top Diyai Ksiva according to him? According to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, everyone holds the top Ksav is a Ksiva. They only argue if we should make if we consider this to be a Ksar and Zakeh Levan Veil by Sefer Torah. But the top Ksiva is a Ksiva. It comes out, if we're going to look, what's the maskonas ha-gemara? Diyai agabi diyai. What is it? We pass like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So, lemaisa, what's the maskonas ha-sugya? Diyai agabi diyai. Is it a ksiva or not? According to Rav Chisda, is it a ksiva? According to Rav Chisda, the top ksiva is not a ksiva. But again, it's possible. So, it comes out if you're passing Rav Chisda in the Maskana, the Ksava Diyai Agabi Diyai is no good. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's the Maskana? Diyai Agabi Diyai, is it a Ksiva? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbanan say, yes, everyone agrees it's a Ksiva. The Psalm is Altel Keli Van Veyu. But if you want to know, is Diyai Agabi Diyai a Ksiva? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will say, the Halach is it is a Ksiva. And the Rav Chisda say that Allah is not a ksiva. Comes out from the Pashtas HaGemara to be a machlokes amiroim, how we pass, and still arguing pshat in the Rabbanim. So it comes out in Pshat in the Rabbanan, Rav Chista holds Yael Gavid Yael is not a ksiva, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds it is a ksiva. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Taka brings two shitas. Do we pass in Yael Gavid Yael is a good ksiva or not? The first sheet in Shulchan Aruch is like Rav Chista, says Yael Gavid Yael is not a good ksiva. And the second sheet in the Yeshayimim is Rabbeinu Chananel Shita. Rabbeinu Chananel passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbeinu Chananel says that we pass in Yael Yael is a good ksiva. It's just a separate din by Sefer Torah of Zekeli Vavei. But Be'etzem, Yael Yael is a good ksiva. This is the Shaklavataria, the way it comes out, the Shitas Tanom and Amiroim here in the Gemara. Before we go any further to talk about what anybody talks about, you have to have the basics down. That Lamaisa, what's a din Yael Gavid Yael? Rav Chista says it's a machlaikis. Blazam Yaakov says it's no machlaikis. Everyone holds the Yael Gavid Yael is good. And Medina, it's something of a suffix. Now, there are two things that we have to discuss here. One, you have to remember the Tosfos on Yud Tesamen Aleph. Because in Yud Tesamen Aleph, we said Yael Gavid Yael is nothing. And here we're saying Yael Gavid Yael is something. So Tosfos, the Yael Gavid Yael Potter asked. The Gemara there said Yael Gavid Yael Potter, so Tema, Tosfos said, Hach, Mashu, Yael Gavid Yael is nothing. Lav Klumuli in Shabbos. What did he even get? The Vedavi Vesamach LeShabbos. Mashu, Lekamad, the Palig. So Tosfos there said, Yud Tesamen Aleph, it's Mashu, it's no Machloikis. And Yael Gavid Yael is nothing. We didn't talk about Yael Gavid Yael. We talked about Yael Gavid Sikra and Sikra Gavid Yael. Yael Gavid Yael was just one line in the Gemara. So there the Gemara is Masha, it's nothing. Well, the Kamad of Chaf Amrinan, that it's a Machlek Shabihud of Rabbanan. So Tosfos answered, this can be very important, Teretz, figuring out how it works Lamaisa, that when the Ksav El Yain adds nothing to the Ksav Tachtai, Stamaza, you have a letter written and you touch it up. So that Yael Gavid Yael is not a ksiva. That Yael Gavid Yael is not a ksiva. Our whole Gemara, that's the Gemara in your test, that Yael Gavid Yael is nothing. Our Gemara in Daf Chaf is talking when you have the second thing adding something, making it better. Giving it a lishma, the bottom one wasn't lishma, the second one's making it better. This is where we have the whole sugya of Daf Chaf, where the top writing improves the bottom writing. Remember this, because later I'll ask you a question, you're going to forget it. We'll see. So we're going to try to figure out the what comes out of this. So that Tosfos again is crucial. Comes out that if you just start to talk to someone, is it a ksiva or isn't it a ksiva? There's no yes or no answer. Right? If somebody just asks you, before you start Rishayim Achrayim, just Gemara, and Tosfos, okay. But before you start anything, is it a ksiva or isn't it? The answer is, first of all, it's a machlekes tanoim. It appears to be, Leir of Chista, it's a machlekes tanoim. It's a machlekes amiraim, if it's a machlekes tanoim. So Chista of Lozab and Yaakov argue. And even that machlekes, Tosfos says, is only where the second ksiva improves. But now where the second ksiva doesn't add anything, then there's no machlekes. This is the Pashup Shantikim. Now, let's get to the Chakira that all the Achareinim talk about. The question is this, that we discussed on your test. When you write the Yai Al-Gabe Yai, what happens? What do you end up with? Do we say that the top writing is a new writing which replaces the bottom one? Or do we say, no, the bottom writing remains, it's just improved by the top writing. The sense. If you would have Sikra on the bottom and Yai on the top, everyone says, the top writing is the one which remains. But when you have Yai and Yai, when you have two of the same ink, so you could look at it, either the new top writing is a new writing, or you could say, no, the bottom writing is still there, it's just fixed up, because it's all Yai. So we had a machlokes, the Marsha learned that the top writing is a new writing. Marsha and that Tosfos. Now what we ended up with is the top writing. And the Torah's Gittin and the Maram Shif disagreed. They held that the bottom writing is the Iker writing. And when you put Yayat into Yayat, all you're doing is fixing up the bottom writing. But that which remains is the bottom writing. That was the Teres Gittin's Shita. There are two strong rayas to the Teres Gittin from Rishayim. One we mentioned last time, and one we'll add now. The one we mentioned last time is Reb Chaim's raya. Reb Chaim brought a raya to the Teres Gittin from the Sefer HaTrumas, who said that if the bottom letters were written with Chok Teiches means if you have a splotch of ink and you scratch the ink all around so that what remains is a letter. You scratch it all around so what remains is a letter. That's called Chok Teiches. That's possible. Chok Teiches is possible in a Sefer Torah. If you have Chok Teiches in a Sefer Torah and it's possible, does it help to take a pen and write over it? The Mavra Lov Kulmas. Pashtus, I would have said it's good. I have a postal, a letter, and I'll fix it. So at least on Rabbi Yehuda, at least it should be good. The Sefer Truma said it's no good. And Reb Chaim was Masber. Why is it no good? Because all the top writing does is be mechazik the bottom writing. When you write with diyay on diyay, you're not making the bottom one disappear and replacing it with the top. What you're doing is fixing up the bottom writing. Since the bottom writing was chok teiches, so it remains possible. This was one raya to the Teres Gittin. Now I saw the Stipler brings the second raya to the Teres Gittin. The Stipler's in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov, the new volume. He has an interesting shayla. He brings the Trumas Hadesha, Tshuva, also a Rishon, by the following shayla. You have a tefillin or a mezuzah. Now you should know, that tefillin and mezuzah have to be written kesidron, have to be written in order. The letters have to be written in order, one and then the next one and then the next one, etc. If it's written shalai kesidron, it's possible. If you write the later letter first and the earlier letter second, that passes the tefillin and mezuzah. It's been written in order. The Truma Sedeshin had the following shayla. If you have an old mezuzah, and the letters are starting to fade, are you allowed to touch it up with a kolmis, take a pen with fresh ink, and touch up the mezuzah, fill in the letters that are beginning to fade? They're still kosher right now, but you realize if you wait longer they'll become possible. So you want to touch it up with new ink, you want to write with new ink on top of those letters to be machshir. That's a shayla. Now obviously if you're going to rewrite the whole mezuzah from beginning to end, if every single letter has to be rewritten, first of all, why would he do it? He might as well just take a piece of cloth and write a new mezuzah. And besides that, it's a bikash. If you write the whole thing from beginning to end again, so shayla. His shayla is that there are some letters that are bad and some letters that are good. So he's going to touch up those letters that are bad. So the shayla is it shalai kesidra? Because comes out, let's say it says beisecho visharecha. So let's say visharecha is good, and he's now going to fix beisecho. So it comes out the beisecho was written later than the visharecha. So it's out of order.
What? Bad meaning that it's possible or bad?
It should be possible. Shall I consider it?
Not that. Whenever we are fixing up letters.
The letters now, no.
What's bad? Bad is that
letters
are possible?
The letters are not possible.
Kosher doesn't look at this.
Yes. Kosher, but he's afraid they're going to disappear. What? So the Trumas Hadeshin says that it's kosher. At least the way the Stipler understands the Trumas Hadesh, and why is it kosher? If you hold that top writing is a new writing, like the Marsha, so then probably still clear, but it's more noita that it'll be a problem. But the Trumas Hadesh says, like the Teres Gittin, he says, no, All you're doing is fixing the ksav tachtoin. The old letters are there, they're kosher. You are just strengthening them. You're darkening the old letters. You're just darkening the old letters. It's the same old letters. No chesaron of kesidron. So there's no problem. So we have a second raya to the Torah's gittin, that all you're doing is being mechazik the bottom letters, and it's very it's more chuch that way. Seifrim always touching up. How do you know they're always? Maybe they're not good off procedure enough to touch up. Okay. But I think the truth is they do touch up. And that's because apparently. Okay, look, with the Torah's Gittin, it's certainly good. Well, I meant to say that, it's a takatimi mechiyach, like the Torah's Gittin, that all you're doing is being mechazik the previous letters. And that's l'chaira, the MS HaDvarim. Agrada, it also comes out good, Reish Lakish Ester Yochanan, on Yotes Amar Aleph. When you writing for us, when you have an aide who's illiterate, so he asked him, if I write it in Sikra, and then the aide goes and writes on top of the I, he asked the Shail to Rabbi Yechon, is that good? Diyayah gabi diyayah, he didn't ask. Diyayah diyayah, maybe it should be good. I push it, he didn't ask him, because diyayah gabi diyayah potter. Diyayah gabi diyayah is nothing. But the way we're saying, it would be a double push it. If I write a signature and someone else writes on top of it with di, all he's doing is mechazik my writing. That's garnished. Right? It has to be his writing. Akaponim, this is the Taras Gittin, which mistam is the ikal halacha. There's one problem with the Taras Gittin. That is, Reb Chaim brings from a Hagos Maimini, which is mashba not like the Taras Gittin. The Hagos Maimon declares if you're allowed to erase a Shem Hashem that was written Shaloi B'Kedusha. It was written by a Yid who was Maimon B'Hashem. But he didn't have a mind to write the Shem. He wrote Yud Kevav Kev, Shaloi L'Shem Kedusha. Is there any Isser Mechika? Is there any Isser Mechika? He says from our Gemara, from this permission of Brisa, Hayosh, Tachlis of Hashem, it's a raya that there's no Isser. What's the raya that there's no Isser? So Reb Chaim explained Agos Maimini. Agos Maimini is in Hilchos Yisrei De Atayra Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. You have to look if his words are exactly Reb Chaim. But the way Reb Chaim learned Agos Maimini, it's a raya from our Gemara. Why? Because what happened with this Sefer Torah here? This person wanted to write Yehuda. He wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he wrote the Shem Hashem, Shalei L'Shem Kedusha. And the Gemara says you're allowed to write again. On top of it, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Machshir the Sefer Torah. The Chacham holds it's not Machshir. But you're certainly allowed to write again on top of it. Aye, when you write with one ink on another ink, you're erasing the bottom one. You're erasing. We said if you write Yoyah Gavi Sikra, Yechayif and Meishik on the bottom. We see from here that you're allowed to erase Hashem's name that's written Shalai B'Kedusha, because you're allowed to write on top of a Shem Hashem that was written Shalai B'Kedusha. That's not caused by Midi's Raya. We see from here you're allowed to erase, because you're allowed to write on top of the Shem Hashem. Now, according to the Torah's Gittin, it's not a Raya. Because the Kodesh Torah is Gittin, when you're writing D.I. on D.I., you're not erasing the bottom one. You're just fixing the bottom one. You're strengthening the bottom one. So the whole Agos Maimini's Raya is no Raya like the Torah is Gittin. It's Mashur Agos Maimini Taka learned like the Marsha. So we have a Rishon not like the Teres Gittin, which is a little upsetting, because we'd like to have a Klar Psak, and we have Raya's the Teres Gittin, and the Svara is like the Teres Gittin. But it appears that this Agos Maimini, Reb Chaim himself says, that Agos Maimini sounds not like Teres Gittin. Is there any way around it? I don't know if there's a way to answer. Right. But the Gemara is named off of Pashtus is that Mechikas Hashem. We Mechikas Hashem, we wouldn't have the Rebbe Yudah wouldn't have given the Yitzah. But this is why Gemara Pashtus, that there's no other Mechikas Hashem. You're adding the Lashma to the balance. It's missing the Lashma. Because it doesn't help. You have to write it Lashma, not think of Lashma. It is. It's mechazik the writing. You're darkening the writing. So it's fixing the previous writing. That itself could be writing too. It's fixing the writing. Fine. It's a continuation of the first writing. Before there was the eye, now there's the eye. It's all one big writing. This is the sheet. There are in Hilchos Kesidron there are certain nekudas that are beferish exceptions. I don't think the Shema is mentioned, but if you have a tzura sa'ayis and it's missing, let's say tagim, you're going to be all tagim ma'akim, you could add it later. Kesidron is only in the gufa isis, not the halachas of isis. So I don't think it's an issue. Right, now let me tell you what. So therefore, why? The old is missing lishma. So by writing now, I'm adding lishma to it. I'm adding ink. Well, it was a letter before. Well, the less it was before, the better the Torah is getting is. Because I'm fixing what was there before. I was missing something. I'm fixing it. You would agree that it's erasing, but I'm not erasing. I'm fixing what was before.
You're fixing which was going before.
Fixing the old. It's a little hard to see why that would be called erasing. Why, if you hold it still the old Siva, why is that called the rest? Difficult. Right. So let me ask you a shayla. We're writing a new Sefer Torah in the shul. So the minig is, the Sefer leaves out the last 100 or 200 ICS, and they make a big Siva Sefer Torah, and everyone comes and fills it in. As you know, they don't leave it totally blank. So you're going to give people a pen to write a letter, they're going to patch it, people don't know how to write. So what do they do? So there are different ways of doing it. But what they do very often now is they write the outline of the letter without, and the person who gets the keyboard fills it in. So let's say it's a dalet. So they do the dalet like this. They do the dalet, and then when you get a keyboard to fill it in, you take the quill and you fill it in here and in here. Right? That's the way you've seen it that way. Rather, what we did in the Sefer Torah, we did a shul, I told them not to do it this way. Because then the people writing it are doing nothing. Because this is a kosher ice. Without the fill in, it's really kosher. If you had the whole Sefer Torah, just the outline of the ice, it would be kosher. You don't need to fill it. So people are filling it in. That means Mahadur in the Sefer Torah. So I told him that he should leave the ice just with a crack. So you should do the top piece, the bottom piece. Don't attach it. Let the people attach it. But Lamaisa, he forgot to do it. By the time he got to the end of the Sefer Torah, it was a year later. And he did it this way. So he asked me if he wanted to go and crack all the ISIS. I told him, you have a question, Sefer Torah, you're going to go crack ISIS? Leave it. Fine. So what's the Shaila? When we do a Ksiva Sefer Torah, I don't let any Bachrim fill in the letters unless they're 18 or older. Why? because a Sefer Torah that a cotton writes is possible. A cotton writes Sefer Torah is possible. Over Bar Mitzvah, we have to know that he has Shnei Saris. If you don't know he has Shnei Saris, so we have something called Chazaka de Rabba. We assume that he has Shnei Saris, we learned down for the Amid. But we don't rely on Chazaka de Rabba for Deiraisis, only for Derabbanan. We don't rely on a 13-year-old in Bar Mitzvah for Dinim Deiraisis. So, Lamashal, this Shabbos, Lamashal, we have a Bar Mitzvah. So I have a Bar Mitzvah Bacha. So I told him originally he can't learn Parsha Zachar. Bar Mitzvah boy can't learn Parsha Zachar. Why? Because learning Parsha Zachar is Deiraisis, Parshas. And you can't rely on Chazaka de Rabba for Deiraisis. So he's not learning Parsha Zachar. So the same thing, writing a Sefer Torah is a deraisa. So I don't let, unless he's 18 years old, and then I let him write, but under 18, I don't let them write the Isis. So someone in shul came to me with a timer. How was his timer? That if the Sefer did it this way, it's kosher anyway. And since it's kosher anyway, so you can already let it, even a 10-year-old fill it in. What's the difference? Certainly a 13-year-old. What's the problem? If he'll fill it in, so he'll fill it in. What's the difference? It's kosher beforehand anyhow. It's a hider. It's not a deraisa. It's not even a derabana. It's a hider. So let him write it in. So what I answered him, and this is what comes into our sugya, and I'm trying to figure out if I was right or wrong. What I answered him is, yeah, you give a guy a pen to fill in. Is he going to be careful only to fill in? You know, when you take a quill and you pull it, you're going to write over it. You're going to write on this also. Let's see this line. When they give you the quill, you try to write in here. Part of what you write is going to go on the outline of the letter also. So actually, when you're writing, and we know it does, because you can see afterwards it goes even out of the line sometimes. So when you're writing on this type of Sefer Torah, you're writing Jaya Gabidiyai. So I told him that you can't be sure that this boy, who might be a cotton in a Torah, that he's filling in only the inside. He might be writing on the line also. So I didn't let them do it. So now I'm thinking, was I right or wrong? Based on what I learned so far, there's going to be one more Ha'ara, but was I right or wrong? According to the Torah's Gittin, I was wrong. Quintus getting is no problem. Even if the cotton's going to write on top, he's only mechazik the bottom psiva. Like the mashah, it's a problem. So we want to say Torah because like the mashah too, no? But there's something more wrong with what I've said, l'chayra. That's what I said. You guys are going to forget, right? The what? The Taisa says. Diyayagabi diyay is only a problem where the top ksiva adds something to the bottom ksiva, where it improves on the bottom ksiva. Regular diyayagabi diyay, potter, is not a ksiva at all, Taisa said. So, chayra, there are two reasons why my chumra was yaseh midai. First of all, like the Torah's getting this bachal not a problem. So, even if you write diyay on top of the diyay, it doesn't matter, you're just darkening in the previous diyay. And second of all, even like the Marsha, but Taisa said that the only time diyay on diyay is a problem is where the second diyay improves on the bottom diyay. Where the second diyay doesn't give any halacha dikamayla, the bottom one is lishma also. So then diyay gabi diyay is bachlan adik siva. So chayra, no, I have two tamim to be makel.
Why isn't that a mile?
What?
Well,
filling it on the inside is a ma'ila, but that's not a shayla. A shayla is when he writes over the line that the sefer wrote. At that point, is it a ma'ila? At that point, it's no ma'ila. What's it doing? It's not adding any ma'ila. It's not adding a physical ma'ila. It wasn't faded before, and he's darkening it. Not adding halacha to ma'ila. I mean, you want to not separate the inside from what's on the line. Huh? That's what I was wondering. Is there such a thing as adding a chasarah that should be a new ksiva? So you need a chesaron. I don't know. You need a raya that it's a problem. So it's written lishma. You write over it shalom lishma. It's going to pass away. Right? What? That's what I'm asking. So until we have a raya that it's a problem, the pashtus is that's not a problem. Let's just see. What? Okay, we'll have to talk about that b'chlal. So that's b'chlal, even Gadol writes. This is the first part of Shir, is the first Git, is Chakira, and Taisvis, and this is, like I say, part A of understanding this. This is all going like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Ksav HaGavik Sav, Diyar 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 Ziksiva, and that's all we talked about so far. Now, the second thing we have to be Mevar is how we paskin. This machlaikis pshat nechachamim. We paskin to chachamim, not Rabbi Yehuda. Later, Rabbi Chista, the chachamim hold that Yah Gavid Yah is nothing. That the rather of Chista, Chacham say it's nothing. A bechlal ma'al shal is no shal like the chacham. Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yah Gavid Yah is a psul of Merzik and Menumer, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would be a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch, as I said, brings both shittos. Is Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is the Siman Lamed Gimel, Sifkat Zayin. He says that if you have Ritzuos of Tefillin that were darkened Shalai Lishma, Shulchan Aruch it says that we passel. Machlokes Rishayim, but Shulchan Aruch it says that we passel. So Zok to Magen Avraham, I have an Eitzah. Darken it again Lishma. Take the Ritzuos, put more ink on it, or tzeva on it, and darken it lishma, and you're putting lishma on top of shalai lishma, so it's kosher, like it says in Daf Chaf, it's kosher. What? I'm doing something, I'm taking, just like the Nagamara, you wrote a word, shalai lishma, now you take ink and you write over the word, the same exact lettering, lishma. Same here, I darken the ritzu with shalai lishma, now I'm doing it lishma. Well, I'm putting a layer of ink, the same as in the Gemara. I'm putting a layer of ink over the layer of ink. Same thing, what? To hear also, I'm making a pasul to kasha, v'shalai v'shma, and I'm making a l'shma. And he says in our Gemara, it pasuls of mezi kiminumer in the Sefer Torah. In the Sefer Torah, it's mezi kiminumer. You have one thing darkened, and nothing else darkened. It's not zekeli ma'veil. But in Ritzuah, you can do the whole Ritzuah. There's no mezi kiminumer. So Mimela, the Magen Avraham says it's kosher. So this is what says the Magen Avraham. And he says the last words, Ayin Evan Ezer, Simon Kuchlamet Aleph, Hitzef and Su, our Gemara was brought in Shulchan. So Rebbe Kiva Eger, and the Dogel Mervava, and the Levush Esrad, and the Prima Gadim, all the Mepharshim of the Shulchan Aruch, they say, 1 minute. What's Pshat in Magen Avraham? What's Pshat in Magen Avraham? Tiyaya Gavei Diyai is good? Tiyaya Gavei Diyai is good? That's not true. That's only true like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Gemara. Rav Chista in our Gemara said that it's not emes. Rav Chista says that Tiyaya Gavei Diyai like the Chachamim is nothing. It's not a ksav. It's possible even by a get. How does the Magen Avraham go and pass for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov against Rav Chista? In Shulchan Aruch it's two shittas. So how can you be machshir tefillin based on a yesh omrim, on one shita? Most Rishayim pass like Rav Chista, and that is that Yah Gavid Yah is nothing. So if Yah Gavid Yah is nothing, so then what's the if Yah Gavid Yah is nothing? So how can you be machshir these mitzvahs by darkening them? So they answer, Kiva Eger and the Dogel Mervava answer, that the two of them don't say exactly the same lashon, but basically what they say is that it's a svek sveika. It's mutter every time svek sveika. There's a suffix if ritzuas have to be blackened lishma in the first place. It's a machlokes rishayim. So could they not even need lishma? And then there's a second suffix. Do we pass like Reb Chisda or Blasa ben Yaakov? That's also a suffix. So memela, that's the kavod of the Magen Avraham. That we can make a svek-sveka. We can say like this. Say, these ritzuas are good for two reasons. First of all, maybe it doesn't need lishma. And even if it does need lishma, maybe diyaya gabi diyaya is kasher. And therefore, it will also be kasher. So al svek sveka, that's the kavanah of Magen Avraham, which means we come out now with a chiddush lahalacha, that, again, what's the bottom line? Diyaya gabi diyaya, is it a ksivo or not? The answer is, it's a sveka didina. It's a safik. If you have another safik, you make a svek sveka, it's mutter. That's the way Magen Avraham, Rav Kivega, and the Rav Ravava all come away in the Maskana Sasid. What? By Sefer Torah. Why not? By Sefer Torah. Not the Sefer Torah. Read the Rabban, all you need is one side. Right? Both of them are Torah. Sefer Torah is Torah. And Shifra Tefillin is also Torah.
Both sides are Torah.
What?
What does
the sex take in both of the other? We do say sex take in both of the rises. So this is the Magen Avraham. From this Magen Avraham, we go to a Tshuvah Rabbi Akiva. The Tshuvah Simenayim, it's a fascinating Shiloh, because it's fascinating because it's a Maisa Shahaya, and about 50 years later, there's a Tshuvah Niksav Seif that happened the second time. They were leading Parshas Vayechi, and what the pasuk was supposed to say is Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shaddai Nirei Lai Baluas, whatever. So it was supposed to say Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shaddai. And that's what was supposed to say in the Sefer Torah. When they took out the Sefer Torah, all it said was, Vayomer Yaakov, and it had the name Shakai, and it had an Aleph Lamed here. I don't know if I should write Aleph Dot. It had an Aleph Lamed. So what was the Shiloh? I want to fix the Sefer Torah. So the Shiloh is, what did the Sefer do? He wrote Vayomer Yaakov El Shakai. What was the mistake? What was the mistake? He wrote Vayomer Yaakov El, and he deleted Yosef Kael. And if so, this word is Chayel, and then it's easy to fix. What do you do? You erase Vayomer Yaakov El, and maybe a few words before it, and you squeeze in with the extra two words. And you just erase all this. Or maybe not. Maybe what the Sefer did is he accidentally skipped these two words, and he wrote Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai, and he skipped El Yosef. We don't know what the Sefer, what was the Sefer's mistake? What's an afkamina? Can I erase it now? In other words, what I would like to do with this Sefer Torah, with this one, is erase Vayomer Yaakov El, and then squeeze in Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel. But I don't know if I can erase this word El, because I don't know if it's a shame Hashem or not a shame Hashem. Elamai, what should I do? Elamai, I'll take out Vayomer Yaakov, I'll leave Kel Shakai, and I'll squeeze in Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef, and then this will be Kel Shakai. What's the Shiloh? Shaila is, this Kale was written in Shem Kedusha. Maybe. Right? If this was originally meant to be Kale, I can leave it as God's name. But if it wasn't meant to be Kale, then I can't leave it as Hashem's name. So the question is, what do I do now? So what's the answer?
Cut out the whole line.
Cut out the whole line.
You can't erase the whole line.
You
can patch. I think there are patches at the Torah.
Okay, well, I'm looking to patch it. What?
Why don't you just rewrite it right over? What? Right over.
What? So what Rabbi Kiva Eger? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that L'chaira, we could be martyr. We can't erase the Aleph Lamed because we're not sure what it is. But L'chaira, what we could do is like this. Erase Vayemi Yosef. Squeeze in Vayemi Yosef El Yaakov, Vayemi Yaakov El Yosef, and then leave the Aleph Lamed as pale. And be marvel of coolness and write the Shem Kedusha and Aleph Lamed on top.
Erasing.
Be marvel of coolness, what?
Erasing.
We're clearly not erasing. This is from the Gemara, it's not erasing the bottom one. Diyagar Hidiyai. Diyagar Hidiyai is not erasing. Diyagar Hidiyai is not erasing. That you see from here. It's Mamish Yehuda without the Dalit. The only question is, 1 minute. Tioya Gabe Diyai, is that a ksiva? Tioya Gabe Diyai.
You're not adding anything.
What?
You're not adding anything, for sure
not. Oh, so if originally it was written kale, so there's nothing wrong. I'm just writing again kale, nothing wrong. If originally it was written Shaloi L'Shem Kedusha, and now I'm fixing L'Shem Kedusha, so is that good? Mamana Shach is good. Either it's nothing or else I'm fixing it. But 1 minute, it's a machlokes, according to Rav Chista, Jaya Gabi Jaya is nothing. Right? We pass back to Rabbanan, not like Rav Yehuda. Rabbanan say that you can't be Mavrol of Kol. So L'chayr, it's a problem, because God's going to let Rav Loza Ben Yaakov, who holds Jaya Gabi Jaya, is a ksav. It's a good answer. But according to Rav Chista, that the Yael Gabi Jai is not a good staff, it's no good. So Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, 1 minute, we can make the same specs faker. What's a specs faker? Maybe originally it was written L'Shem Kedusha, in which case it's a good answer. That's one suffix. Maybe it was originally written L'Shem Kedusha. A second suffix, even if originally it wasn't written L'Shem Kedusha, maybe now the Yael Gabi Jai is a good ksiva, like Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. And then it's a kosher sefer Torah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger at first he's mitzadeit that it should be good because of a specs faker. Because we have a specs faker. Maybe what? So again, first off, because maybe originally it was written as kale, which means I don't have to fix it, which means it's good. I just add Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef, and it's already good. So it was written properly originally. And a filo in Tzitzalimer that it wasn't written well the first time, it was written El. So, but there's a suffix if the Yael Gabi Jai is a ksiva. So it's possible that it helps my second right. So in Cain, it should be kosh al maman afshach, al tzvek sveik. Then Rabbi Kiva Eger has charata from this. It says, the l'chayra should be possible out. What? Possible out? Not because of erasing, because the mice is, the cloth of the Gemara is not an idea of erasing. Jai, the same thing is not erasing. But psul out Kedem Aveo, out Menumer. It says 1 minute. If you're going to, you want to rely on Rav Loza Ben Yaakov, but he holds it's a psul Menumer when you fix up a letter like that. So yes, he holds it's a psul Menumer because you're fixing up the letter. So Vaita, Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's not a good Eitzah, and he's not Matir this Eitzah. He tells them to be Taylor Ben Ashitin. He has a different answer. His answer, what? And he says that Lamaisa, it's a problem in number. Yeah, it's a problem in number. We're going to have we have a problem. Yeah, that's his Nascon. You're forgetting something. The only time Diyai and Diyai is considered erasing the bottom as if it adds something. If it's the same thing, I don't think that's erasing. You're allowed to touch up L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Hashem. It's the same siva. But he writes at the end, it's an interesting
eitzah. What he says to do is you have the Sefer Torah, but Yemer Yaka is El, which is a suffix Kedusha. He had it like this. He says, or Kiveka says to do, there's a halacha, you're allowed to be Torah ben Hashit. If no one does it today, Sefer Torah, you're allowed to write between the two, you write here Yosef, Kale, obviously an Alice. You don't have to put a little squiggly here. And you just do it like that. And that, then it's kosher. You might be in the yakin, El, Yosef, Kale, Shaka. So then you have Hashem's name twice. Yes, so what's wrong with it? Let's say the El was written as Shem Kedusha. The Shem Kedusha is Hashem, and it's El. Is that absurd? It was written as Kale, and now we're as El. Is that absurd? Rabbi Kivega brings, interesting, this is the Chikas Hashem. But since till now you would have read a Kale Shakai, maybe it's El Yosef. So in effect, you're erasing Hashem's name. You take something that would be read as Hashem's name, and in effect you're erasing it. Well, the question is what his intention was. The question is when the Sefer wrote it, he'd write by Yemi Yai. So Yemer Yaakai. And then he took a break, and then he came back and he wrote Kel Shakai. What did he write? By Yemi Yaakai El, and then he took a break and he wrote Shakai. What? It's not Mechika Mamish. It's a Lomdisha Mechika. That's what Kivega says. He says it's not a Mamisha Mechika. It's a suffix of this type of Lomdisha Mechika, which he's mad here. And anyway, that's his. That's his psak. It's interesting is that the Kivega's Einikel, the Ksav Seifer, the Step Einikel, the Ksav Seifer had exactly the same Shaila, with exactly the same toss in the Sefer Torah 40, 50 years later. And he brings Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva, and he has certain pikpukim on the whole Cheshbin, which is the Tshuva in Ksav Seifer Yeradeh, I think it's Kuf Lamed Aleph. Pukim on the Zavis Psak, and I think he ends up with his Psak anyway. But Sam Seifer married Rabbi Kivega's daughter. Seifer's second, third marriage. Okay. All right, so this is Rabbi Kivega's Psak. So, what the main thing I want to come away with anyway, there are other tshuvas about very similar ideas. There's a tshuva in the Gris Moshe about a similar situation where I don't know why he doesn't go into the Sfek Sefer. He has a shayla with, what was it, Elikenu, that was written Eleinu. It was written Aleph Lamed Yud Nun Vav instead of Elikenu. So either, again, we don't know, did the Sefer mean to write Eleinu? And it's not Kaddish, you could just erase it. Or did he mean to write Elikenu? And he missed the hay, and then maybe the Aleph Lamed, which is Hashem Hashem, has a Din Kedusha. It's from Moshe, and he brings Rabbi Kivega there. He only brings part of Rabbi Kivega, not the whole Rabbi Kivega. I don't understand why he doesn't go into the Sfek Sfeika. If you want, it's in Yeredeya Beis. Remember which true? I don't remember which true. It's in Yeredeya Chelet Beis. Anyway, they all come back to this bottom line. How do you look at Yoyag Avid Yoy? Mahalacha, and again, it's confusing because you can't walk away with the one word answer. It's confusing what the din of Yoyag Avid Yoy is. You have to remember, A, that it's a machlaikis Rav Yehuda Rechachavim. It's a machlaikis Rav Chista Rav Ozzel B'Yakim, if it's a machlaikis. And that is subject to Taisvist, that that's only with a second Ksav and proves on the first Ksav. And even with all that, where it's a Ksav, you have the Torah's getting Suffolk. If it just approves the bottom Ksav or if it's a new Ksav. And La Halacha, that itself is a Safik, because both Shitas are brought down in Eben Ezer, in the Shulchan Aruch, so Lamaisa, it makes for a big mishmash of the whole thing. Now there's just one thing that I want to point out to you. Zek Keli V'Anveyu, all over Shas, is not Ma'akiv. All over Shas, when it says that Keli Vanveyu, it's not a Dabra Ma'akiv. It's only the Chatchila. Lamashul. Igud, we put the Lulav together with the Hadassim and the Aravis in one Igud. We tie it together. We pass it to Chachamim that we do it out Zek Keli Vanveyu. You put them all together. It's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv. If you don't tie them together, it's not ma'akiv. As a matter of fact, if you take them separately, if you pick up the lulav, you put it down, you pick up the aravos, you put it down, pick up the aravos, it's also, you pass it, it's also good. Says that Caleb of Esna Makiv. What? By Esrig, it says pre-Eitz Hadar. Says Hadar, there Hadar is Makiv. It says pre-Eitz Hadar, Hadar is Makiv. Hidur is Makiv. But anything that in Shas is called Zekeli Vianveyu is not a Dover Makiv. Rabbi Kibager himself says that when it says Zekeli Vianveyu, he would have learned that it's not Makiv here in the Gemara. But Lamaisa in the Rashba, it says the Farish that it is, that Zekeli Vianveyu, the Kavana here is that it is Makiv. So what? In your day also, okay. So Lamaisa, this is an exception. This is a Zekeli Vianveyu, which is Makiv. The question is, does this mean that any letter that's touched up in a Sefer Torah is possible? I hope not. If I have a Sefer Torah with something that's touched up, in one place it's touched up, it's a menumer, it's possible? It's not a stavra. So I would guess that this only means that something which you had to touch up is a star in the Zekeh down there. Someone just touched up, it was required that it be touched up. Such a thing is a lack in hiddur. The fact that not every cipher is so neat, or the fact that every Sefer Torah, if you look at the last column, it always looks, you had everybody come to see the Sefer Torah, fill it in. The last column is never neat. But, so that is Sarin Hidr. It would seem, I would guess, that the Psul is only where it was a Dover Ma'akiv, was something that you had to have. That's where the Zekeh Vianveyu was something that happened. This is the final sugya hadiyai al gavidiyai. Tomorrow we're going to get to Kasvay Lisurei Anah. There's an Avni Meluim. First of all, catch up to me if you didn't catch up. There's an Avni Meluim in Simikuf Lamed Aleph. I think it's a cotton test with the Sinas Saget, which we're going to get to in petition.